During a break for our hardworking Native American team, we took them to an action park. A lot of them were attracted to the maze at the park. Well, we love to capture team memories on video, so one of our guys managed to find a spot looking down on the maze to shoot some video. And it's really pretty funny because everyone's running down these twisting passageways, hoping to be the first person to find the exit. Unfortunately, most of those passageways, of course, lead to dead ends. So people are going full tilt right into a dead end, hoping, even expecting, that this is the path that will get them where they want to go. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the end of the maze. There's a lot bigger, much more important maze out there these days. It's the one that offers all kinds of paths to get to God. If you're an honest seeker, sincerely wanting to experience God for yourself, to know Him here and to be with Him when this life is over, frankly, there's a confusing assortment of roads out there. But the Bible's warning goes like this: there is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. In other words, a lot of seemingly promising paths in the spiritual maze end up in an awful dead end. But maybe you've already experienced the disappointment of some spiritual roads that you've traveled. They've left you without peace, still without fulfillment, so you've gone on searching. I mean, the trendy thing to do today is go to the buffet route spiritually. Don't fully commit yourself to any one way. Just try a little of that one and a little of this one. And then there's the any God is fine approach that seems so open-minded, so desirable, but we don't believe that about treating disease. Any surgery, any medication is fine. We don't believe it about mathematics. Either your sum or my sum is fine, even though they contradict one another. If you want to come to a location where I'm waiting for you, you can't come any way you choose to any location you choose. Only I can tell you how to get where I am. Well, only God can tell you how to get where He is, and He has. The God of the Bible is like any other God in the world. Every other God, every other religion gives us a way to go looking for Him. Only the God of the Bible comes looking for us and dies for the sin that we deserve to pay for, and then comes back from the dead and lives inside those who belong to Him and makes it possible for us to know right here and now we are going to heaven when we die. To know it right now, that's fantastic. The God of the Bible is Jesus Christ, who says in John 14:6, our word for today from the Word of God, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, He didn't say Christianity is the way. No religion is. The way that leads out of the maze, the way that leads to God's forgiveness, to personal peace, to heaven, is the man who died for every sin you have ever done, and who walked out of his grave and proved that he alone can give eternal life. You can't give eternal life if you don't have it, and only Jesus has proven he has it. So if you're tired of searching, if you're ready to finally find, Jesus is one step of faith away. Picture yourself at the foot of the cross where he loved you enough to die for you. And tell him you want to be his from this day on. Now, if you want a religion, go somewhere else. But if you want the relationship you were made for, will you tell Jesus today, Jesus, I am yours. You have captured my heart with a love that would love me enough to die for what I've done against you. And you're alive, be alive in my life beginning today. Oh, man, that'll be the beginning of a whole new story for you. And in fact, that's what our website is called, anewstory.com, where you can find there the biblical information that will help you know for sure your eternity is settled, you belong to Jesus. That's anewstory.com. You don't have to keep looking for God anymore. He's come looking for you. And his name is Jesus. And he's everything that your heart has been restless for.